I think a lot of people struggle when they lose because they're worried about what everybody else thinks. Right. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what everybody else thinks.
Good evening, everyone. This is Rob Tyson on the Climb Audio Documentary Journey. I'm just on it today. I'm making beatboxing videos again. It's been like over a decade. That's a good sign, though. I got in touch with my roots again. But today I wanted to talk about relationships in 2021. This is going to be short, and this is going to be sweet, like some of my other episodes. So I'll get right into it. My philosophy these days on relationships vary. And my perspective is it's very difficult to be in a monogamous relationship in 2021. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I think that we have not caught up to the evolution of society as far as our biology is concerned. I think our biology is still dated like, you know, 1,000 years ago or 200 years ago, like where the man is the protector and the woman is the caregiver, right? And when I say that, a lot of women get offended. But there's nothing to be offended by, honestly. I think it's a beautiful thing. These days, it's super rare to find a woman who is in tune with her feminine side. Now, I'm not talking about a feminist. I'm not talking about a womanist or, you know, one of those staunch feminists that just hate men. No, I don't agree with that. I think that women should have equal opportunities. I think that they should have a lot of the opportunities that men do. All the opportunities that men do. However, I think biologically, and this is my hypothesis, biologically men do not like that. And I think it's obvious. It's been regurgitated throughout the manosphere, right? Over and over and over again. But there's a different perspective to it. I think it just comes down to evolution. We have not caught up to what society has built or created for us, or some could argue indoctrinated a lot of us into believing that relationships should look a certain way. You know, we grew up watching The Notebook and a lot of these over-romanticized movies that are just not realistic. A lot of Vince Vaughn movies, you know. What was that one with Reese Witherspoon? There was like that was a little more realistic. But imagine how long she was going to tolerate that, right? I mean, there was another one with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Garner where they broke up. And, you know, that's a little bit more realistic, I think. But, I mean, it's just difficult because men, I can only talk on behalf of men because I'm a man. Men were taught to pedestalize women, but they never were taught to focus on themselves first. I mean, some of us were, but most of us weren't. It was like, oh, I'm going to build with somebody and they're going to love me for who I am. That's just not true. That's not true anymore. In my opinion, it's what can you provide for me? It's an exchange of resources. That's my opinion. These days, it's an exchange of resources. What could you give me? What could you provide for me that I can't find anywhere else? And it should be, you make me feel good, personality, characteristics, things of that nature. And that's important. And I think a lot of people do see that. But now, relationships measure, or especially women, men, they measure you up based on what you can provide, unfortunately, in a lot of cases. Because there are a lot of kings out there that are in the process. But the problem is, women don't want to go through the process. They want to wait at the finish line. And a lot of women these days, they come up with the same argument. And it's kind of annoying, actually, because I hear it all the time. What? Who hurt you? Who hurt you? Are you hurt? Are you bitter? Do you hate women? You just hate women, don't you? No, don't get it twisted. That is far from the truth. I became a data guy because I was those people, one of those individuals who was, I guess you can deem them a hopeless romantic, I guess. One of those people that just believed in love, believed in the sacred bond between two individuals, right? I always had this fairy tale perspective. But it did me more harm than good. It did. It put me behind in a lot of what I wanted to do with my life because I was always thinking, I need to find somebody. I need to find somebody. I need to find somebody. I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life. And I forgot about myself. You know, I was in a relationship, my longest relationship to date. And without giving too much details on this particular relationship, I think most can assume which one I'm talking about. But I lost myself completely. I mean, completely lost myself. I mean, the fact that I'm making beatboxing videos for the first time in over a decade is incredible to me. I lost it. I lost that passion to create. And I'm not blaming the person I was with. The person I was with was also in a bad situation, but the person I was with has a mindset of a capitalistic mindset when it comes to a relationship. They have to be the dominant one. She had to be the dominant one. She had to be the one in control. She had all the accolades. She had all the accomplishments. I knew nothing. Learn from me. That was the mentality when we lived together, when we were together. And it was demoralizing. And he demasculated me so bad to the point where I thought that that's how life should be. And I didn't realize that it was the best thing that happened to me when I got out of that relationship. It took me years, let me emphasize years, to find myself again. A long time, men and women. This goes both ways. And what I don't understand also is the double standards that women hold for men, right? They want to do what we do. They want to work the same jobs we work. They want to make the same money we work. Well, not necessarily the same jobs, because there's not a lot of garbage women. There's not a lot of welders that are women. There's not a lot of construction workers that are women. However, and I'm not saying that's a bad or a good thing. I'm just saying, when it comes down to it, the amount of pressure that men have compared to women is tenfold. It's tenfold more. I mean, women don't understand that men don't want to compete with you. Women always say, well, I want a man that can make five times what I make. But think about this. Most of those men that are ultra successful, that have everything, they have the looks, they have the cars, they have the house, they have the career, they have the business, they have the businesses, extremely wealthy financially, extremely wealthy mentally. Very hard to find, but they're out there. Do you think that those people are going to want to be with somebody that challenges them and questions them after everything that they've accomplished? You're joking. You're joking. Now, women, you're also accomplishing things. You're also building an empire. I get it. That's fantastic. But there lies the problem. Neither men or women know how to handle the situation, because this is the first time in history, in the evolution of mankind, for as far as we know, where this has been a problem. Right? Well, this has been the scenario, this has been a scenario where men have the same opportunities as women, which is fantastic, don't get me wrong. And they're starting to act like us. They're starting to, you can see the demasculation, especially here in the United States. It's insane. I'm seeing women walking in front of their man, leading. Communication, nonverbal cues that I see all the time, where the women are just walking with their chest out and the man is a little bit behind them. That to me shows inferiority. That doesn't show leadership. And I don't know about you, but as a man, I like to be in front. I like to lead. Unless my baby boy's in the middle and the mama's in the front because we're protecting them. But that's not the case in these other things. And maybe I may be overreading it. But I did study neurolinguistic programming, so I know a lot about nonverbal communication. And I pick up these things, and I have to scratch my head and be like, man, you know. And then, you know, I go and meet up with people, and I see the men become very inferior and feminine like with their girlfriends, especially here in Austin. And it's like, how does a woman have respect for them? Well, we do know that 80% or over 80% of women initiate divorces. And I believe it's because they believe the fairy tales. They believe that a man should do all these things and bow the knee to her. But subconsciously, she does not respect that type of man. A woman will respect a true man. Now, let me define a true man. An individual who takes responsibility of all of his actions, good or bad. You don't hear that individual complain. That individual gets stuff done. He gets to work. He's, you know, and I'm only speaking about what I believe, you know, a true man is ambitious, goes out and tackles the world problems. You know, figures out a way to bring value to society, is a good leader, is someone who could provide value in the household. Not somebody who's going to bow and happy wife, happy life. You know, these sayings were all created. I mean, happy wife, happy life, I think, if I'm not mistaken, was created as a slogan for a jewelry company back in the 70s or 80s. And it just stuck. These are all consumer-driven marketing slogans that have just stuck with us to this day. Because big companies know that men are going to buy their women everything. And women over there jumping up and down, like, damn right. Well, if you want to make just as much as we do, then why do we have to pay for all the bills? Now, one could argue that is part of the ancient or the original way of life when it came to relationship. Men always provide. But if you make more, if not the same amount as your hubby, couldn't we have a debate maybe of why we can't be equal? And a lot of us are. But most women, they take that out of context. They automatically assume that because they make more money, because they make equal amount of money, that they are somewhat inferior to their man. But that's far from the truth. Some men take a couple of years to rev up. If you support him and champion him and he's a true ambitious person, instead of waiting at the finish line, you're doing it all wrong. You're doing it all wrong. They go and they wait for somebody at the finish line that has gone through all of those things that, let's just say, your man is going through, speaking from a girl's perspective. And you're like, oh, I can't be with him. He's not even doing anything. He hasn't even done anything yet with his life. I'm going to go talk to Todd because Todd already has this, and that. You think Todd is going to value you as much as your current guy is? The one that you don't want to be with because he hasn't accomplished anything yet? You think he's going to value you the same way? He might for a little bit. Or you might get lucky. But think about that. Allow your man to be a man. Men get upset. Yeah. So do women. About the littlest, dumbest things. Now, most of us take things out of context, right? When a man says, hey, what are you doing going out and dressing all up to the nines and you're going out on a girl's night? It's a good reason for a man to question. I'll be honest. Oh, you're controlling. You are controlling. You won't let me. No. If you're going to be that way with your friends, why can't you be like that with me all the time? Well, we don't ever do anything. Well, take initiative. Here's where the evolution comes in. If the man doesn't want to do anything, why don't you initiate it? Because I shouldn't have to. Okay, well, then he shouldn't have to. So there's arguments on both sides of the story. My point of this whole rant is that monogamous relationships today in 2021 are very, very difficult to manage. Is it possible? Absolutely. Everything's possible. Anything's possible. But it's rare to find somebody who wants to be traditional, where a woman wants to do, she wants to embrace her feminine qualities. She wants to take care of the kids. If there's no kids, she wants to take care of the household. You know, she wants to have her own ambition. She wants the man to be the dominant and the leader. The problem is there's not very many of them. Even the toughest of the toughest, oh, I'm big, strong guys. Even they're bowing the knee. It's sad. I see it everywhere. You know, that's why I chose my priorities are my son, in my business, obviously, God, family, not in any particular order. I don't like ordering things like that. I think they're all equal. So for me to go into something these days, it would be more harm to me based off of the data than good. It would probably hinder my journey. It would hinder the climb journey. Baby boy, if you're listening to this, you are a priority. And make sure that you prioritize yourself and you pedestalize yourself. Yes, there are going to be women. There are going to be girls. You're going to like the girls. You're going to want to go out with the girls. But let me tell you something. Okay, I'm telling you right now, prioritize yourself. There ain't nobody nobody out there that is worth more than yourself, than your well-being. There is nobody worth more than your well-being. You always prioritize yourself first. No matter what anybody tells you, you're selfish, you damn right you be selfish in those situations when it comes to relationships. Because let me tell you something, son. When you get your act together, when you get your life together, when you become super successful, okay, hear me out. Your mom will never tell you this. Okay, do not let anybody slow you down. And I don't know how relationships are going to look. I don't think they're going to look any better than they do now. They're probably going to be worse. So hear me out. Free agent lifestyle, son. Free agent lifestyle. And I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. I'm not saying to go and date all these chicks and hook up with all these chicks. No. You be a gentleman, but you be a man and you handle your stuff and you create your empire first. And if you find somebody along the way that sticks with you throughout the entire journey and is who authentic and who wants for what's best for you and pushes you and tells you, not, I'm talking about supports you, not challenges you and tell you that's stupid, do this. When you say, I want to do this and she goes, do it, go do it, babe. You find somebody like that, Papa. It's going to be hard. Nonetheless, I hope this is valuable to you, Mr. Ari Tyson. Your dad is on his creative mood right now, a creative time in my life. It's exciting. I can honestly say I felt like I've reintroduced myself to my past self, and I took some of those qualities from my past self and I brought them to today, except with more maturity these days. I'm so glad I've matured into the man that I am today. Have all the knowledge that I have up to this date. Nonetheless. That's my two cents. Take it. Do what you want with it. Obviously, this is for the masses, but specifically for baby boy. Love you. I tried to kill a mosquito. Sorry. Okay. Oh, it's not. Well, there you go. Okay, got it. See ya.